Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 160. In this episode, we're going to be talking about migrating BodyBoss to Fluent Community, but also how you can compare the two at the beginning of 2026. There's a lot of information out there. A lot of it's a little bit out of date. I just thought it was a good subject because I think there's a lot of interest in these two products. I've got my great co-host with me, Kirk. Kirk, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Hey, Jonathan. My name is Kurt Von Onen. I own an agency called Mañana No Mas, and we work directly with the great, awesome team over at WP Tonic.
That's fantastic, Kurt. So, like I say, we're going to go into comparing Fluent Community with BodyBoss, and also if you are thinking of moving from BodyBoss to Fluent, what are some of the things you need to know? But before we go into the meat and potatoes of this show, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We're coming back, folks. Want to point out, we've got some fantastic special offers from the major sponsors of the show. Plus, Kurt's got a create as a course that he did for WP Tonic. You get that at a 50% discount. It will show you how to build a membership website from beginning to end on WordPress using the best and most modern technology. You can get all these goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. So, well, we've got two really powerful products here, haven't we? We've got Fluent Community, we got BodyBoss. And the way I was thinking, how would I explain in my own mind how I see these two products, Kurt? And I really see Fluent Community as a kind of competitor to school. And I see BodyBoss as a kind of WordPress competitor to Circle Mighty Networks. And I see both Fluent and BodyBoss, if you want maximum design, maximum control over your business, for their individual niches, they are, if you're looking for maximum design, ownership of your community or membership, these are the type of WordPress solutions you should be looking at. How do you explain this in your own mind, Kurt?
Well, you and I have a very similar alignment in that if I was to compare SaaS platforms to WordPress platforms, to me, yeah, I could definitely see where school aligns with Fluent Community. And I say that because I have a school project, you know, that I've run as an experiment over there. And I put the same experiment into a Fluent Community course just to kind of compare, you know, from a user perspective, what it's like to use those tools. So I see that similarity there. Circle, to me, I don't know if I really align Circle with BodyBoss, because I'm part of Kevin Geary's Circle community, and maybe I'm missing some of the features there, but I think BodyBoss is very feature rich compared to Circle. Whereas I think Mighty Networks has a couple of extra bells and whistles. So, but yeah, we circles and roundabouts. It doesn't matter. Both platforms are extremely capable for what you want to do community-wise, but then it comes down to use case and what you're specifically looking to accomplish.
Yeah, I think BodyBoss is the one that's got everything you probably would want, where Fluent has some considerable advantages. And the way I explained it was rather simplistic, but if I was talking to somebody that didn't know much about either platform, we've got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's how I would try and pitch it. You know, I think migrating from Buddy Boss to Fluent is totally possible. They provide a methodology to do it. It does depend on the size of website, the size of community you're looking at. But obviously, I think you would do this on a staging site and be prepared. It's totally doable, but it's not the most simplest thing to do. Would you agree?
I feel like I butt in on you. I'm sorry for that. To me, it's not even like a migration question. And that's where I think that maybe I draw the line different, like the way that I deal with my clients at Mañana No Mas. It's like, hey, if you're on Buddy Boss and you're already in Buddy Boss, that's great. If you're new to the community, you know, vibe, new to this vertical, this segment, and you want community, then we'll have a discussion about Buddy Boss or Fluent. But I'm not really interested in trying to migrate Buddy Boss to Fluent for clients, because I think the expectations are going to be very hard to meet. I, for community use, unless there's a specific in Buddy Boss I'm really after, I'm really fond of Fluent community, the way that it works. It's lightweight. It's simple. Spaces is like where the groups and things happen. Whereas, we have a common client, Jonathan, for example, that was totally confused on what to link to in their menu. They were linking to a group link when they should have been linking to a forum link or a forum link instead of a group link. And I think a lot of website managers that aren't, you know, agency level people, I feel like Buddy Boss is just ripe with opportunity for confusion and misuse. And that is a side effect of it having so many features, bells and whistles. It's just a really good environment to get lost and make mistakes. Whereas I think Fluent is a little more direct and easy to manage.
Yeah. I think in reality, folks, unless there's a very strong reason, if you built up, this is only my perspective, folks. I'm not saying I'm right and wrong, but I only can give you my honest opinion, folks. If you really built up a good business, a good community in Buddy Boss, I wouldn't even think about moving to Fluent, because if it's working and you're utilizing Buddy Boss and it's doing what you want to do, I just don't think it's the hassle. Now, if I was thinking of starting afresh and I was looking at both, it's on a individual case. You really got to look at what you want to do, what are the key things that you need. You can adapt both to your requirements, which you can't do with a SaaS that easily. But there's adapting and you really just going over the top, because they do have fundamental differences, which you've got to understand, haven't you, Kurt? Would you agree with what I've just outlined?
Yeah, I would. It's such an interesting conversation, and I think that you and I could really, really lend some value to people if they stay with us to the end of the show, because I have projects using both, and I know that you've supervised projects using both. Mm. Not both at the same time, obviously. Buddy Boss, again, feature rich, but I lose some of my flexibility. I'm using the Buddy Boss theme. I'm using the Buddy Boss menus, the Buddy Boss icons. It restyles my blog and my post pages. I happen to love the styling that they use. But keep in mind, when you go with Buddy Boss, you're in the Buddy Boss environment. When you go with Fluent, Fluent's more like this extra feature on your website. So your website is still styled the way you want. It's, your posts are the way you want them. You know, if you have Lifter LMS, that's styled the way that you wanted it. And then you've got Fluent Community kind of stapled to the back of it. And I think that's a fundamental difference that needs to be pointed out right from the get-go. It's like people that want to have this like free form, draw on a whiteboard kind of website design mentality, Buddy Boss isn't for them, right? Because it's a less restricted environment.
No, it's basically a hybrid, folks. It uses a plugin and a theme, but it's more because it's back to front. And what I mean to back to front is that the plugin is free, but the plugin is free, but the theme you got to pay for. And both the plugin and the theme have functionality inbuilt with them. So it's a little bit confusing. It does work really well if you've got the right hosting and you know how to set it up. But it is confusing. And the other thing is you can change the theme, but you'd be highly advised not to, in my opinion. And most people, some people, there are some third-party themes out there, but then you're very... it depends on that third-party theme provider. When Buddy Boss bring out updates, are they going to bring up updates?
Yeah.
You're introducing another vector of problems. But what most people do is if they want a website that doesn't utilize the Buddy Boss look, which you find on their website, they can either run it as a subdomain or they're going to have to use a page builder. And what Buddy Boss recommends is Elementor for the home page, for their About Us page, other pages that don't appear to the Buddy Boss look. Like you said, I quite like the look, apart from an About Us page and maybe some other pages. But you're gonna use a page builder, and they recommend Elementor, don't they? Now with Fluent, it's a totally different scenario. It's a plugin, and the Fluent team have done a good job. It works pretty well with all the major page builders out there. If you built a website with one of the leading page builders, Elementor, Gutenberg, Cadence, WP, GeneratePress, Divi, all the leading ones, there's a really good chance that you can install Fluent, set it up, and it will just adopt the styling cues from your existing website. How would you respond to outline that? If I missed something?
Well, it's their press release when they said we've now adopted, theme compatibilities. And they were talking about, like it looks more like your website and not something stapled to the back of your website. It still feels stapled to the back of your website, folks. It's not a bespoke custom interface, but it's a community plugin. It's not meant to be a bespoke custom interface. You do have the ability to change and customize colors, and it does have the ability to use custom CSS and custom JavaScript if you're skilled in that area. So there's lots of opportunities there. And to Jonathan's point, to me, it's just a plugin. It's very lightweight. It's very easy to install, to configure. And you do have some would say, well, there's no integrations with like LMSs or anything like that, right? Well, what's the integration that you're looking for with the community? If it is community access restriction, because you only want you only want people to buy the course to get the community, and then everyone else is like front of paywall just on the marketing pages, right? If that was your thinking, that's completely controllable through the settings, because you're able to restrict access to Fluent community by membership, and or not by membership, by being logged in or logged out, and by role. So when you have a role as student, like with Lifter LMS, only people with the student role would be able to sign in if that's what you set in the settings. And so that's one way that it does interact with the LMS in that way. And if that's what you're looking for, some people say integrations between these plugins. And Jonathan, I always got to ask, what do you consider an integration? Because sometimes they want something that's not even on the books.
Yeah, you know, there's integrations and there's integrations in it. Now, one of the other things why I thought it was a good topic for us to discuss in this show, Kurt, was that a lot of the information that's out there on the internet is a little bit out of date, because Fluent community, the team behind it, have been very active and they've been building out things, building out the platform where BuddyBoss was pretty feature rich a couple of years ago. And I'm sure they're adding some stuff to it, but they don't really need to do a lot because it's very feature rich, right? Now with Fluent community, things have changed. If you do, and I probably am going to write a blog post and have this episode as part of it, because a bit of the information out there is not wrong. It's just a little bit out of date. Like if you go and do a search, there'll be a few articles say that Fluent community doesn't have a forum. I think now it does, doesn't it? It has a forum. And am I correct about that?
It uses Spaces like a forum. Yeah. So that's the confusing part. Yeah. BuddyBoss has groups with discussions and forums, which quite honestly is where most people get confused on managing the darn platform. Whereas Fluent community uses Spaces and then has discussions within those spaces. And it operates like a forum, but it's not technically a forum like a BB Press.
But you can, I see what, but you can get the outcome that you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Jonathan, that's the whole thing is, what are you looking for? You want your members to communicate with each other. Is that what you're looking for? That's what this does. And then there's a regular news feed and profiles and all that in this platform for people. So, you know, earlier we had mentioned, you know, would I migrate from BuddyBoss to Fluent? And my answer was like, well, no, if I was handled and capable there. But I do got to say, if it was a site rebuild or a rebrand or something like that, I would certainly consider a lighter load and go to something, you know, more lightweight. So it just depends on your use case and where you're
at. Well, if you've got a reasonable community, and you got, you're running marketing automation, affiliate program, all the thing, and you're running BuddyBoss and you've got a reasonably large community membership, you're going to need some serious hosting.
Yeah.
You're going to need some serious hosting with Fluent community if you've got a reasonably sized community, but it's going to be a lot less than what you're going to need. You know, but in my opinion, BuddyBoss is the most demanding application, especially if you've got other large plugins. You've got a lot of stuff going on, but with the right hosting, it'll be fine, but you do need some really serious hosting, right?
You got to consider all the things.
Yeah. The other thing, Fluent community doesn't natively integrate with another learning management plugin. Now, this is a tricky one, because they've got their own call structure inbuilt, and it doesn't compare to the leading learning management plugins out there, but it's not, I don't think they're trying to do that. To me, it's a step up from school. You've got more customization with Fluent community, but it doesn't compare. Now, the research I've done for this episode, it looked to me that Fluent community have integrated it more with LearnDash, but I don't know what the situation is with Lifter LMS. Are there native integration, or is it more you got to change the code a bit? Do you know a bit about this, Kurt?
No, see, that goes back to that original kind of question/statement I made earlier. What is what are people expecting as a native integration with a community tool? Because typically it's just access to the community and the discussions. If we think about how social learning works with Lifter LMS, each student, if you have social learning activated, is automatically added to a discussion group that matches that course, right? So I could see where maybe someone would say that that's what they wanted to do. But you could add those discussion groups and put restrictions on those groups for those students in Fluent Community. So it still kind of works. The integration that I use with Fluent Community, and I apologize. I really got to focus when I say it because I get them all confused, all the names. I typically integrate with Fluent CRM Pro. And so Fluent CRM Pro has a natural native integration, automatic integration with Lifter LMS. And so if I have my normal setup with Lifter LMS, Fluent CRM Pro, and then I add Fluent Community, well, then I've got all the automation tools of the CRM to add people, remove people, add tags, change roles, add people to groups. I mean, I can do all kinds of things when I have those three tools together. But if it's just Lifter LMS and Fluent Community, the only thing I'm really getting access to is using the role to give them access to the community itself.
Yeah, well, you've explained it really coherently. You must have read my mind, because that's the reality, folks, is that Fluent Community works really fantastic with Fluent CRM. Fluent CRM is the WordPress equivalent, in my opinion, to ActiveCampaign. And it's a superb product. And it's from the same company, folks. And that, if you've got Fluent Community with Fluent CRM, it's going to work with Learn Dash and Lifter LMS really well. If you need it, if you need Lifter LMS or you need Learn Dash, and I like to point out, if you host with WP Tonic, you get access to all those tools if you need them. On our basic plan, we recommend WP Funnels with Mint. We do that because honestly, it's got certain elements to it. It's a lightweight. That's, in my opinion, a bit easier to work with somebody that's got no experience. But you can, when we onboard you, you tell us what you're really trying to do, we can swap out things. We got a large library of fully licensed plugins that meet your requirements. But it is a power combination, Fluent Community with Fluent CRM with Lifter LMS or Learn Dash. It's really powerful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Now, just I think for clarity's sake, the membership management tools that are inbuilt to Lifter LMS work extremely well with Fluent CRM Pro, and then those automations would tie in brilliantly with Fluent Community if you manage that correctly. So having those extra that little extra membership flair and that native payment gateway that's built into Lifter, it makes, if you're selling courses, selling access to the community, selling access to different things, that combination to me almost can't be beat. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a good time for us to go for our middle break, and then we've got some other things that are on my list of notes that I shared with Kirk. I'm thinking you're going to get a lot of value from this episode because these are two fantastic products. But you can book a consultation with either, well, it'd be with Kirk either way, because he does most of, or I do them as well at WP Tonic, or you can approach Kirk for his own agency. So we're going to go for our break, folks, and we will be back in a few moments.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We had a fantastic discussion so far about Fluent Community or Buddy Boss. Before we go into the second half, I want to point out another great free resource, and that's the Membership Machine Show WP Tonic newsletter. I write it weekly. It's totally free. I cover normally one of the topics that I'm writing a blog post on. It's always around membership. And then I do a created list of other stories that I think you will find interesting. I normally send it out around Tuesday every week. To sign up for this great free resource, all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/newsletter. wp-tonic.com/newsletter. On to the next thing. And this not only affects Fluent Community, it affects Learn Dash, it affects Lifter LMS. It's integration with Zoom. Now, and it does not only affects the WordPress world, it affects the SaaS world, Circle, Kajabi, Mighty Networks, a lot of them. They say they've got integration, but it's actually with Zapier. With a lot of them, some don't use Zapier. They do have native integration, but a lot of them don't. With WordPress, with Fluent Community, they've got Fluent Booking, which is another Fluent. This is more aimed at if you're a coach and you want to build a community, but you also want people to be able to book single sessions with you and that. But the great news is you've got Fluent Community and Fluent Booking, and you can build, it's not native integration. You do have to build a Zoom app. If you host with WP Tonic, we do this for you. But it's there, isn't it? The integration, but it's not difficult. It's just a little bit time consuming, and they do provide you with information to integrate Zoom, don't they?
Yeah, it's I'm fondly remembering how easy it used to be. One of the strengths of Buddy Boss was it would integrate with Zoom, you know, as part of the platform. But then when Zoom restructured all that stuff, it seems like yesterday, but it was like, what, 18, 24 months ago, right? When they switched all that around to those, having to create those apps. I've gotten pretty adept at it, Jonathan. I've set up probably 50 or 70 of these setups now, whether it be through Fluent Booking, whether it be setting up an internal connection with Lifter LMS for hosting live courses, or the Buddy Boss connection. And if you follow the installation guide in the Zoom plugin, it's a free plugin. But if you download that from a repository and you follow the installation guide line by line by line, don't skip a dang thing. It works, and it works flawlessly. And I've been able to incorporate that into a few of the builds. I know it's a little bit off topic, but you know, we also carry Creator LMS, and Creator LMS has a Zoom feature to it. And I got super excited. I thought, oh, they figured out a way to do this OAuth thing. And sure enough, I had to go and create the apps and do the connection. And their step-by-step guide actually was not as complete and confidence-inspiring as the one in the repository plugin.
But there's a few SaaS membership that have this native integration in it. It's not a technology problem. It's just that for pure native integration, you've got to pay Zoom to have it. And they're only provided to some providers. Some of the biggest SaaS providers out there don't have native integration. Like I say, you've got to use Zapier. So everybody's in the same boat. to some degree, you know, so you choose your poison basically, but it's totally doable in WordPress with these two solutions, right? The other thing, it doesn't have custom field functionality. That's not correct now. It does have custom integration. You can add fields and stuff that you can't do with a SaaS product that's Fluent. I don't know actually what the situation with Buddy was. I'd imagine you can as well. So that's that information's a bit out of date. I had a list where I looked at the leading blog posts around this subject, and it was just that they were a little bit out of date, basically. Yeah. Things move on. Fluent community user profiles are less flexible than those at BuddyBoss. Well, it's probably moved on a bit, but it's a product that isn't as feature rich as BuddyBoss, but it's not meant to be, isn't it? It's supposed to be easier to set up and manage, isn't it?
Yeah. And if I was going to be like super direct, I don't mean this, I'm not poo-pooing on BuddyBoss. I have sites with BuddyBoss. It's a great, great product. I already said I like the format on the posts and the courses, and it's great. But for new people coming into community, if you have a tribe that you're, you know, acclimating to community, and you're bringing new people into a site, the onboarding, the intuitive nature of the user experience is more favorable in Fluent community. It's just easier. I don't have a better way to say that.
No, anybody that's new to this but wants the flexibility of WordPress, wants the ability to build to be future-proof, not to find themselves entrapped on the platform, and really have the maximum control over their membership, the community business, which are really important. The easiest route now is Fluent Community. And that's nothing against BuddyBoss. BuddyBoss, if you're at that stage where you built a real community on some other platform, but you really want your own ownership, it's probably the right decision to go with BuddyBoss, right? Now, on a subject where Fluent Community can't compete with BuddyBoss is if you require a native app.
Here we go.
Now, most people look at this, and it applies to the leading SaaS products, is that most people that look at SaaS products as well that offer, they normally, a lot of them do offer a app product at a reasonable price, but it's got all their branding over it. That applies to Circle, Kajabi, to Mighty Network, to the majority of them that do offer an app. Then they offer a custom solution, and they're all around $20,000 to $30,000, where you don't have the apps, the platform's branding all over. A lot of people get fixated, especially if they're starting a community. I wouldn't even think about app usage unless I had a very large community and I had a lot of demand for an app. I wouldn't even consider it. In some ways, I wouldn't say it's a white herring, but people get obsessed by it. And you really got to have a sizable community and have that demand from your community. Most people can get away with a website that's fully responsive. The reason why they get fixated because of the push-pull functionality. I can tell you that I am, and I think Kirk would agree with this, I am very resistant on putting another app on my phone. I'm really not interested. I have too many apps on my phone already, and I tend every 6 months to take quite a few of them off. because they're taking up space, they need updating, blah blah blah. So what's your own thoughts on this, Kurt?
Well, you and I are similar in that I don't want any more apps on my phone. Mm-hmm. In fact, about every 6 months to a year, I literally just factory data reset my Android phone, and I only install things as I absolutely need them for work. I find that the phone is incredibly damaging to me, for my mental state, right? I'm busy working on the computer. This thing's dinging, donging, booming, binging, buzzing. I don't need that all day. If I'm working, I'm in front of my computer. If anyone needs to reach me, I'm in front of my computer. I'm going to get what I need right here. I don't need to have a leash in my pocket to reinforce that. So I'm not a big fan of apps. Now, when other people want to use apps, you know, for the push notifications and things, that the main thing seems to be that push notification thing, because they could, you know, save a website to the homepage of your phone. It looks just like an app, acts like an app as long as it's connected to the internet. It just doesn't give you push notifications. And so a lot of people say, well, I really need those push notifications. And when you say, well, are those push notifications worth $20,000? All of a sudden they're not that valuable. I think most people, when they pursue the app lane, they pursue it way too early. I think if you really need an app for your organization or for your learning, your tribe is going to pull that out of you. It's going to be multiple people requesting, demanding, and it's going to happen when you have, you know, not 50 users, not 100 users, but more like thousands of users. There's really got to be a return on investment to go down that lane. And so I usually don't even entertain it with my clients.
It's annoying, you know, having these push notifications, unless the community is in, it's a total red herring. It's normally, and you get people that are like, got a community, but it hasn't grown to the extent they were hoping. And they think it's going to cure the growth problem, or they're getting a large degree of churn. And they think it's going to solve their churn problem. But the problem is with the content. The problem is with the engagement. It won't solve the real problem. And like you say, if you want it white labeled with your own branding, but the good news is of the solutions, BuddyBoss offers one of the most cost-effective way of getting app functionality that's fully branded with your own branding, and it does work. It won't be painless, but none of these are, so take your poison, basically. But in some ways, I think the whole thing is a bit of a red herring. What are some things you think that people really got to understand about? I think the other factor is, if you're adding forum and community functionality plus to a membership, people have a tendency not to understand this is going to require a lot more work.
Oh, yeah, we should probably mention that. Sometimes you can get help from your community, right? You can get people that'll volunteer or be like, you know, newsfeed lead or moderator or whatever. But in reality, if it's your project, you got to make sure things get moderated, things get, you know, somewhat controlled. If you're not careful, crazy stuff can happen inside of a community. So you've got to monitor it. You've got to watch it. And it is a job. And I've had people ask me, well, can I just automate that? And I'm like, stop trying to automate everything. There's this false idea that these big companies get ahead and succeed because they're, you know, all focused on automation and have all this high tech stuff. And that's not true. I've worked for these big corporations. There are a lot of manual processes. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And when you're just starting out, there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
But on the other hand, I think a lot of people, if you really want to succeed in membership and have a successful online business, I think having this engagement is worthwhile considering. I wouldn't I think there's other things you can start your course and then add it, because it is going to cause a lot more work to you. And you, there's only so many hours, especially if this is a side hassle. I think doing things that get people to join your membership website is probably worthwhile rather than, and then look at some stage. But that's the beauty of WordPress, folks, is that you've got these options. So is there anything else that you think we need to point out before we wrap this show up, Kurt?
Just more of like an internal linking kind of concept, Jonathan. Folks, Jonathan and I have covered before, like, when is it appropriate to consider adding community to a learning site and things like that. So I encourage you to go into those past episodes, because a lot of people try to enact community too early in the process, and then they struggle to get momentum. You really need to have some energy in your website. You need to have some active users or a tribe somewhere that you're going to bring into the community kind of all at once. Because if you just sign up 1, 2, 3 people, there's no energy and it's very hard to find success that way.
Yeah. All right. What's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to, Kurt?
Well, Mañana No Más for Business, mañananomás.com and on all the socials. And then Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn quite a bit.
That's fantastic. We will be back next week with another topic that will help you build a thriving community or membership website and get the results that you're looking for yourself and for your family in 2026. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.